السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولكل أمة جعلنا منسكا ليذكروا اسم الله على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فإلهكم إله واحد فله أسلموا وبشر المخبتين وقال الله تعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, these are the most sacred and holy days of the year. The first Ashara, first 10 days of month of Dhul Hijjah are more valuable, precious. The ibadat, the askar, the du'as, any good action done during these 10 days, loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than any other day of the year, even including Ramadan. Ulama say these 10 days, can you sit behind? So sit a little bit, inshallah. Yeah. So even these 10 days are more valuable, precious than the month of Ramadan. That's what some of the ulama has mentioned. So 5 days are already passed, but we still have 5 days in our hands. Let us try to utilize it more in the ibadat, in the zikrullah, tilawat of the Quran, and doing some sadaqat, khairat also. And fasting, if you did not fast yet, at least we should fast on the Yawmul Arafah, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, which is the Monday, inshallah, this coming Monday. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, a person who is fasting on Yawmul Arafah, on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the reward will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, I hope to Allah's mercy that Allah will forgive his 1 year's past sins and 1 year future sins. Meaning just fasting for one day, Yawmul Arafah, inshallah Allah will forgive the sins of 2 years. The days are short, mashallah, so we should try to fast on Monday. We should not miss this Yawmul Arafah. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. Alhamdulillah, this is the season of Hajj. There are so many thousands of Muslims had intention to go for Hajj every year. More than 3 million Muslims, Hujjaj, used to get together. Biggest gathering of the world used to take place at the time of Hajj in Mina, in Arafat. This year, unfortunately, only 60,000 fortunate souls allowed to go and perform Hajj. And rest of the people, because of the restriction of COVID-19, they did not allow more than 60,000. This is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah accept the Hajj of those fortunate people who are already there. What about rest of the world? Allah ta'ala is very, very merciful, brothers. Allah has made Hajj compulsory upon only the rich people. So on a Yawmul Qiyamah, if the poor person stand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, you did not grant me wealth. I had intention to go for Hajj. I couldn't make it. I was poor. I deprived from such a great ibadah. One of the important rukn and pillar of Islam to perform Hajj. But the condition is, man istata'a ilayhi sabila. It's only for those who can afford it. Zadun wa rahila. You know, the expense of the Hajj, and I couldn't afford it. What about me? I am deprived of it. Hear the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have collected some ahadith. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, my brothers and sisters, without doing the act, without doing that actual ibadah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write it down, the reward equivalent to perform the Hajj at your home. And so easy, every person can do it. Every person can do it. I'll give some hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith an Umama, an Abi Umama radiallahu ta'ala anna, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, man kharaja min baytihi mutatahiran ila salatin maktubatin fa ajruhu ka ajril hajjil muhrim wa man kharaja ila tasbih ad-duha la yansubuhu illa iyyahu fa ajruhu ka ajril mu'tamir wa salatun ala isri salatin la lagwa baynahuma kitabun fi illiyin rawahu Abu Dawud. So Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, any person who performs wudu at home and then goes to any faras salah, to the masjid, he performs wudu at home and goes to perform any salah, maktuba means faras salah, fajr, zuhar, asr, maghrib, isha, Allah will write it down in his book of deed, one hajj which is performed with ihram, hajj, al-hajjul muhrim, a person who is putting on ihram and going for hajj, how much of reward he's going to get after spending money and time and effort and all these things, Allah is willing to give you right now, here, every day, every person can have five hajj in his book of deed. Five hajj every day. You just have to make wudu at home and come with the intention, oh, I'm going to perform Fajr Salat, I'm going to go for Zuhr Salat, etc. And there and there, before you come to the masjid, before even you pray that Farz Salat, Allah is writing down the reward for you in a book of deed. On Yawmul Qiyamah, when Allah will present so many hajj, thousands of hajj in your book of deed, a person will surprise. Say, Allah, I was very poor. I never had means to go for hajj. I didn't visit Harmain Sharifain. I didn't even see Kaabatullah. How this hajj are written in my book of deed? I never did it. Maybe my angel made a mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no. You used to go in early morning for Fajr Salat. You used to perform wudu at home. And you used to walk down towards the masjid. That's your sawab for hajj, you know. That is the sawab for hajj. Another hadith, my brothers. Everyone can do it. And Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala an qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salla al-ghadata fi jama'atin summa ka'ada yaskuru Allah hatta tatlu'a ash-shamsu summa salla rak'atayn kanat lahu ka ajri hajjatin wa umratin. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tammatan, tammatan, tammatan. Rawahu Tirmizi. This hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah said, whoever goes to perform Fajr Salat, this is very important. And we all are lacking in this regard. Fajr time, 5-6 people only. All the masajid, go to any masjid. Hardly you find people for Fajr Salat. And everyone is at home. No one say, oh, I'm busy, I'm going to work. Fajr Salat is every, most of the people are at home. Alhamdulillah, they must be praying Salat at home. We should have husnazan. But why they don't make little effort and come to the masjid? Look at the thawab and reward. This is a special hadith only for Fajr Salat. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, a person who come for Fajr Salat and after performing Fajr Salat, he remains seated on his place. And he occupies himself with the zikrullah, tilawat of the Quran, Yasin Sharif, whatever ibadat he must make, till sun is rising. And after sunrise, he performs 2 rakat of ishraq. What is the sawab? He will get the reward of hajj and umrah. Not only hajj, but hajj and umrah together, and to make sure Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated 3 times, tammatan, 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 a complete hajj, a complete umrah, a complete hajj, a complete umrah. to doubt about it. Just come for Fajr, remain seated. It takes 45 to 50 minutes after Fajr Salat to sunrise. Occupy yourself, read Yasin Sharif, read Zikr al-Atim Tasbihat, three Tasbihat, you know, 100 times, third Kalima, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 100 times Durud Sharif, 100 times Istighfar. And just wait till sunrise, just two rakat. Spending 1 hour in masjid after Fajr, brother, from Fajr till Ishraq, look at the sawab, you can write it down, one Hajj and Umrah every single day. And rest of the 23 hours, you can spend for dunya, for your family, for your needs and necessity. 1 hour out of 24 hours, you can spend in the masjid every single day, you will get the reward of Hajj and Umrah. May Allah give us tawfiq. Another hadith, Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man sabbaha Allah mi'ata bil ghadati wa mi'ata bil asha, kana kaman hajja mi'ati marra. This is the hadith also in Tirmidhi Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that whoever make tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times, subhanallah, 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 100 times after Fajr Salat, 100 times after Asr Salat, in the morning, in the evening. What is the reward? He will get the reward of 100 times performing Hajj. And the tasbih takes about 3-4 minutes, maximum 5 minutes. But constantly, with mindful, you have to do it every single day after Fajr Salat, every single day after the Asr Salat. Look at the reward. Everyone can do. No one can say, oh, I cannot do this tasbih. It takes 3-4 minutes. Look at the thawab. 100 times Hajj and Umrah will be written down in your book of deed. Another hadith also narrated by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, ata rajulun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqal, inni ishtahal jihad wala aqdiru alayh. Qal, هل بقي من والديك احد قال امي قال فابل الله في برها فاذا فعلت ذلك فانت حاج ومعتمر ومجاهد او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is the hadith in Tabrani in Targhib. One sahabi, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that one sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and requested, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my desire is to go for jihad. Look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you know, the Ansar and Muhajirin. The most desire of each and every Sahabi was used to take part in jihad. That was their desire. Whether it's poor or rich, they all used to go and sacrifice their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this poor Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Rasulullah, I want to go to the path of Allah, I want to go to jihad. But I am very poor. I don't have means, I don't have asbab, I don't have horse, I don't have sword, I don't have shield. You know, that weapons is required to go for jihad. I don't have it. If I would have it, I would have gone to jihad. He was regretting for not having all the means to go for jihad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, do you have any of your parents alive? He said, yes, my mom is still alive. My father passed away. My mom is there. She is still alive. Rasulullah said, there is an option for you. Alternate. You don't have to go. If you don't have means, don't have to take part in jihad. Physically, stay home and do service to your parents. Show your humbleness, your love, your kindness towards your parents. Make her happy with your service. If she is pleased with you, she is happy with you, then Allah will write it down in your book of deed, the reward of Hajj, Umrah, and Jihad altogether. You will be regarded Yawmul Qiyamah as Hajj, as Mu'tamir, and as Mujahid. Three reward just by doing good actions and serving to your parent. One more hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min rajulin, ma min waladin barrin yanzuru ila walidayhi nazratan rahmatan illa kataballahu lahu bi kulli nazratin hajjatan mabruratan qalu wa in nazara kulla yawmin 100 marra qala na'am allahu akbaru wa atyab kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if a son looks at to his parents, just looking at, no service at all, looking at with the eyes of mercy, nazratan rahmatan, this is the condition. Don't look at with the hard eyes, don't look at with the angry emotion. Look at to your parents with love, compassion, with mercy. Just by looking at to parents with the mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the reward of one hajj mabruran, accepted hajj. Hajj which is accepted, guaranteed, Allah will grant him. So sahaba were amazed. It is so easy. Just look at to your parents with the eyes of mercy and you get the reward of the whole hajj accepted. It's so simple, it's so easy. So sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, it's so easy. I can look at to my parents 100 times a day. This is the, just to say, 100 times, not exactly 100 times. Many, many times, several times. Rasulullah said, yes. You will, if you look at with the same eyes, with the same compassion and kindness towards your parents, Allah will grant you the reward of 100 hajj. Just do it. Don't doubt about it. Allahu Akbaru Atiya. Allah is very great. His treasures are very vast. His treasures are very vast. So you don't have to doubt about it. Just do the action and you will see the reward. Allah grant this. These are the some ahadith which is indicating that without going to Makkah Mukarramah, we can get the reward of Hajj and Umrah just by doing this amal and actions every single day, sitting at home without spending any money. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it. My brothers, in these days, the most accepted ibadat or loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sacrificing animal. لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا لِيَسْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ. Allah ta'ala said, we have made compulsory upon every nation to do sacrifice. And sacrifice started from the time of Adam alayhi salam, Habil and Qabil, you know, they used to do sacrifice too. So it is the sunnah of every nation, every Nabi, every time, every era, they encourage the ummah to perform the qurbani. And finally, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all these 10 years he stayed in Madinah Munawwara, because ayat was revealed after the migration with regard to the qurbani. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the qurbani every single year. So those brothers and sisters who have a means to perform the qurbani, as I gave the nisab, if a person have $4,000-$5,000 extra, he should purchase the animal and human sacrifice. If animal is expensive in this country, you can send money overseas. Some of the countries doing sacrifice for $60, $80, $100. So find out Yemen, you know, Palestine, Burma, Bangladesh, so many poor countries. They deserve it. Send the money and inshallah you will get the reward of sacrificing the animals. And reward is what? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for every hair on the skin of the animal, you will get the reward. For every hair. Right? So it's tremendous reward. We should spend some money and try to slaughter with our hands if Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Otherwise, we should send the money overseas or our relatives so they can also enjoy the meat of the qurbani. My brothers, one of the important things is, inshallah, from the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, we have to say the takbirat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. This takbir is wajib from the 9th of Dhul Hijjah Fajr time till the 13th of Dhul Hijjah Asr time. Total 23 prayers. And it is only after Faras Salat, Fajr, Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. After completing your salat, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, then one time at least or three times according to another madhab, we should repeat this takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. And this takbir is wajib upon men and women together. Even our sisters and mothers who are praying at home, they should also say this takbir after for a salah. And if they cannot remember, they should write it down on a piece of paper, hang it or stick it onto the wall when they perform salah. When they see, they will, you know, remember it. So this takbir will start inshallah this year from Monday Fajr time, which is 9th of Zulhijjah, and try to fast on Monday inshallah Yawmul Arafah, and it will end on the Friday, coming Friday, till Asr Salah. So keep this in mind inshallah, and make this takbirat also after every salah. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.